Well, good day. This is John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio Blog, Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Please visit reallywell.com for information on natural health. Today we're talking about pharmaceutical mythology. About two-thirds of the U.S. population is on some type of routine pharma medicine. Drugs are rarely helpful at correcting the underlying condition as they suppress or redirect symptoms. That's their main way of working. But many of them, rather, are seriously interfering with proper biological functioning. Most pharmaceutical medicines, including vaccines, are a mix of chemical and biological components that include highly toxic ingredients. Pharmaceuticals, especially vaccines, are contaminated with heavy metals and other chemicals that poison the body. Many of the millions taking them are on multiple prescriptions. As these are recycled in our water supply, nearly everyone is affected. If they don't take them out, if you have a really good water purifying system, you should be able to get a lot of them out. And we recommend you look into that at waterus.com, W-A-T-E-R-U-S, our water website. But these poisons create many more health problems and reduce intelligence. The annual promotion of vaccinations for children and flu shots for all ages represents an intentional agenda of intelligence reduction and depopulation. The viruses, some of them genetically altered, and some still living in these vaccines and flu shots, as well as toxic metals and other chemicals that are in vaccines, can impair brain function, create terrible health problems, and shorten life. Combining the medicines with the other public poisons, we have a website, publicpoisons.com, where we list many of these, but public poisons like fluoride and chlorine added to our city water. Toxic climate engineering aerosols being sprayed in the atmosphere several days a week. Just look in the sky and you'll see them at work. They have a whole chapter on that at survivethechanges.com on geoengineering, climate change engineering. Genetically modified crops, GMOs, with the toxic glyphosate herbicide that we're all exposed to, used on many of these crops as well as other crops now. Excessive radiation still streaming from Fukushima, Japan, but also to a lesser degree from many other nuclear power plants. Little leaks going on. Harmful frequencies of cell phones and Wi-Fi. With all these toxic influences, all life on our planet is threatened. These are overwhelming amount of toxins out there. So is it any wonder that conditions such as autism, cancer, dementia, MS, Parkinson's, and more are now so common? We have been brainwashed by a mythology of medical treatment for ailments. This serves the world's elitists by keeping people less smart, distracting them by preoccupation with their health problems, and robbing them of their earnings to pay for what the trained and authorized professional pushers tell them that they need. Our health is really determined by what happens in the cells of the body. If they are deficient in nutrients, stressed, and impaired by toxins, they cannot perform properly, and health may be poor. Pharmaceutical medicine is a major source of harm to the population. More Americans die from drug reactions in 1 year than die from all the years of our involvement in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. A plethora of health problems has been created by following the poor diet and lifestyle that the global corporate system has presented to us. I have been speaking and writing about this issue for over 40 years. Do not accept Big Pharma's false solutions. Physical disturbances are not due to deficiencies of medical drugs. The treatments of the medical establishment only suppress the symptoms that develop from the accumulation of toxins, overmuch stress, and nutritional imbalances. Most of these treatments worsen health and create additional unpleasant symptoms, leading to more toxic measures. The number of people, both adults and children, on psychiatric drugs has more than doubled in recent years. Mental health has been disturbed by trauma, stress, electromagnetic pollution, and the toxins from our foods and environment. Big Pharma offers behavioral control through chemicals. Lack of these neurotoxins is not what causes people to be bothered and upset. So we need to learn to turn to natural solutions, especially children. You know, children are started off in life with a toxic load and a major stress on the immune system from vaccinations. The whole theory of immunization with injected vaccinations is completely faulty. I have an informed opinion about this that I state at survivethechanges.com on the vaccination page. I call it vaccinocide. But administering such an unnatural concoction with the quantity and the toxicity of the agents in it causes a terrible shock to the infant especially, but perhaps affecting them adversely for life. Similarly, flu shots are totally unnecessary and ineffective. Instead, a flu shot is a terribly toxic injection and weakens the immune system. It may make the recipient ill almost immediately. A lot of people just feel awful right after their flu shot. So we need to learn natural methods of taking care of ourselves. The keys of natural health, and if the cells have all that they need to produce energy and not too much toxins and stress, then health is going to be good. The keys of natural health are then detoxify the toxins from poor digestion, imbalanced metabolism, and public poisons, avoiding exposure as much as possible. Secondly, nourish the body with life-supporting organic foods, superfoods, organic milled flaxseed, high-quality herbs, antioxidants, greens, alkalization, extra oxygen, and pure water. Superfoods that can do a lot of that for you in the pure water. And then thirdly, relax stress and tension while cultivating a positive attitude of wellness, well-being. Fourthly, exercise. We must include that as we need the stable table with four legs, and exercise is the fourth leg of my stable table of natural health, with aerobics that move the lymph fluid and strengthen the heart, as well as fitness training, muscle toning, and so on. But routine pharma meds will not make you healthy. On the contrary, they will make you less well, less able to be healthy in the future, and more likely to be dead before you would be without them. The temporary intervention with a pharma med in a crisis, like an antibiotic, has its place, but routine use of pharmaceutical medicines is only going to undermine health, not build health. Natural health principles are the method to follow for building good health and restoring your health conditions that may have deteriorated from the toxic stress of pharmaceutical medicines along with all the other public poisons. So turn to natural health. ReallyWell.com, a lot of information there. We also have SurviveTheChanges.com. That we have a lot of the information on problems with the toxins and other social and earth change activities that you need to be aware of to be prepared for what may be coming over the next several years, or just to be prepared for what's already happening that is affecting you. Like all these public poisons. So thank you for listening. It is time to understand, time to move with purpose. Please visit reallywell.com and survivethechanges.com for more. Have a great day.
not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. Been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am.